There's a place I know. Come along with me.
Just break some laws and get in free.
Three hops and a cot.
An orange jumpsuit.
Your name's a number.
Ain't that a hoot?
Throw out that list of things to do.
State's got plans for you.
Let's go to prison. Let's go to prison. It's corrections officer, not call the guard.
Now, won't you kids go play in the yard?
Yeah, walk an earth circle or lift some weights.
Might get lucky, might get some dates.
Ain't talking hoops when I say man on man.
Zone defense, do what you can.
Let's go to prison. Let's go to prison.
You didn't do the crime.
This place takes patience.
You will find.
But as long as we're here, just have a good time in Angola, Attica, Sing Sing.
Let's go to prison. Come on now.
San Quentin, Tehachapi.
It's called prison. Let's go.
Redwood, Alcatraz.
Let's go.
Our justice system sucks.
I'm a bad man.
You know there are over 2 million Americans behind bars? That's a little larger than the population of Houston. Every year there are enough children born in prison to fill 250 Little League teams. And enough people are raped in prison to fill a stadium more than 3 times. Can you picture that? 3 stadiums full of people raping each other? I know I can. My name's John Leschitzky. I just got out of prison. Do you have anything bigger? Yeah. That's more like it. If I had a nickel for every time I've been incarcerated, I'd have 15 cents. It all started when I was 8 years old. I stole the publisher's clearinghouse prize patrol van. Thought there'd be $1 million inside.
Where's the check?
They caught me when I tried to cash the giant check. That was the first time I met Judge Nelson Biederman, who changed my life with the magic word.
Guilty. You see, Johnny, the reason we have all these laws and rules to live by is so that we can help guide all the little boys with big dreams and a chance for a bright future, and so that we could help protect them from worthless scum like you. 7 years, juvenile detention.
And with that, Judge Biederman began my trip through the justice machine. The machine works. It took me, a confused child, and turned me into a for-real no-shit felon.
Hey! Hit the ground, motherfuckers, or I'll fill you full of more holes than the Asshole Day Parade.
Give it to me now.
There's an Asshole Day Parade?
Guilty. 4 years. And if being a moron were a crime, Mr. Leschitzky, you would never see the light of day again.
I got out again when I was 24. Then that same asswipe Judge Biederman sent me back when I was 24 and a half.
4 to 7 years. Next time you steal a car, Mr. Leschetsky, check to see if there are lights on the roof.
You like that one? I'm out again, and I intend to spread the pain around. Starting with his honor himself. Take him down piece by piece. Pick off his dog, strangle his cat, shit in his pillowcase, burn down his garage. And then I'll get really creative.
Hello? Hi, is this the municipal courthouse? Great. My name is Ken Kennedy. I'm calling from the Chicago Tribune. Yes, we're doing a story down here on some of the city's longest-serving public figures, and we would love to see Judge Nelson Biederman III at work. So could you tell us which times this week that he will be on the bench? Uh-huh. And how long ago did you say that he died?
Who's got a six-letter synonym for deprived of?
Robbed.
Anybody want to buy me a champagne drink? How about a fancy beer? $15 for a lap dance.
Yeah. Not that horny, I just got out of prison. Holy shit. Nelson Biederman IV. I guess when one door slams shut, another one swings open. Well, look out, Nelly. You're about to meet the other man your father helped raise.
Crimes are everywhere. They're in our parks, they're in our streets, and they're in our schools. That's why I need you to be part of Sergeant...
Where the hell are you guys?
Three-step no-crime program.
Well, what the hell do I have to be here if you
Step
don't?
One, not a crime.
Yeah, I know he was my father. Thanks for the fucking newsflash. Give me that shit, Dwayne.
Hello, Nelly.
I give you now the new chairman of the Biederman Foundation, whose generosity has made this all possible. Nelson Biederman IV.
I want to thank you all for attending this honorarium for my dear departed daddy. Now, boys and girls, are you ready to have your minds blown?
Well, what do you got, Nelson?
A lot of people didn't think that this neighborhood needed a $7 million original Yoko Ono. Well, those people didn't grow up on these streets. And maybe I didn't either, but I am forced to drive through here on my way to the airport. And I believe that anything that I can do to make your lives and my drive more beautiful is worth doing. That's why I, Nelson Biederman IV, in honor of my late father, officially declare Judge Nelson Biederman III Park open.
Biederman Foundation.
Dwayne!
Oh, hello?
It's me, Nelson.
Who is this?
Nelson! This is me, Dwayne. That is the last time that I go to one of those goddamn events with Sergeant Barker.
Excuse me, who?
Sergeant Barker, the dog that hates crack and stuff. Listen to me, Dwayne. I'm gonna be in the office in half an hour. When I get there, there better be a Fresca waiting for me. When I say Fresca, I mean Fresca. It better not be a Fanta, or a Sprite, or a Bubble Up, or a 7-Up. I want it to be a fucking Fresca, do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Yo, come on, move this. Shake that body.
Oh my, look at this.
People, don't you know, don't you know that it's by the time
you hear the jam is pumping while you taste the piece of mine. Many different flavors and the spice is strong. Get into the hot stuff, let me pour a little song. Baby, let me show you how to do this.
You got to do this.
Feeling fine.
Nelson the Force got his pinky caught in the same machine his daddy threw me into.
The boys in the legal department think the best course of action would be for you to plead guilty, plea bargain to keep this as quiet as possible, and step down as chairman of the foundation.
Then you tell the boys in the legal department that they are a bunch of dipshits because I am innocent.
Well, apparently the police have a videotape of you committing the crime.
You were one of those other cadaverous bag of bone a-holes sitting at that table. Better strap on a goddamn piss bag, get down here, and get me out of here, or you're all gonna be replaced. You got it, Dwayne?
I'll buy this place and have it burned to the ground.
Well, should we call the governor? He owes us one.
That would get him out. Does anybody here want him out? Okay. How about this? I will represent Nelson with the help of our dipshit department.
Super!
Case number 9741, State of Illinois versus Nelson Hearth Biederman IV. The Honorable Judge Ava Fway I presiding.
Permission to approach, Your Honor.
What is it, Mr. Biederman?
frank. Off the record. You knew my father. I've assembled the finest legal team that money can buy. Those guys. You got better things to do. I got better things to do. We both know all I'm gonna get is a slap on the old wrist and formal apology and a case of champagne from the governor. Why don't we all just try to move this thing along as quickly as possible?
Well, Mr. Biederman, off the record, I am going to hurry this along, but it's because people like you make me sick, and I don't want your Drakkar Noir stinking up my courtroom. Prosecution, present your case!
The three scariest words in the English language. Trial by jury. Juries are made up of 12 people who are so dumb they couldn't even think up an excuse to get out of jury duty.
I'm just proud to be a part of the American judicial system. Judaical.
I was so happy to be fit for jury duty. It's like watching court TV, except I'm in the TV. Just like the boy from Willy Wonka.
Before my daddy died, he taught me one thing. See, the thumb goes away. Comes back.
Judaical system? No. Judecimal system. That ain't right.
Mr. Hinckley?
Oh, yeah?
You may proceed with your defense.
Watch this. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you've all seen Jurassic Park, and yet you're aware that Jeff Goldblum has never actually been attacked by dinosaurs, even though you've seen it with your own eyes on a TV not unlike that one. I rest my case.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
Yes, we have, Your Honor. We, the jury, find the defendant, Nelson Biederman, guilty.
Do you mean guilty?
Oh, yeah. Well, it kind of looked like it was a cue.
Nelson Biederman, you've been found guilty of felony assault. I sentence you to 3 to 5 years in the Rossmore State Correctional Facility. This court is adjourned.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, fuck,
fuck. Nelson Biederman IV is going to get beaten, tortured, raped, psychologically abused, and raped some more by the so-called justice system. So why am I not happy? I feel like it's prom night and everyone else is porking my date.
Hey, John, you okay? You seem sort of,
clinically depressed.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. Don't you ever wonder if there's more to life than smoking grass and watching guys get arrested on TV?
I got some coke.
Hey, you John?
We're here to buy some pot.
Yeah, my friend said you hook us up. Friend Ben Franklin.
Any felon worth his salt can smell undercover cops from 20 paces. And there's no way in hell he'd do something crazy like sell pot to them. Unless he actually wanted to go to jail.
Hey,
guys should probably take off.
What for?
Those two clowns I just sold grass to are cops. You didn't buy that whole Cheech and Chong routine, did you?
I can't believe they fell for the Cheech and Chong bit.
Sometimes when fate knocks on your door, it has a search warrant.
I'm a bad man.
I'll go to jail. I'll get bunked up with Nelson Biederman the IV, and I'll make sure he gets the full treatment. Yep, my whole life's been leading up to this. Guilty as hell.
Guilty?
Now if we could discuss sentencing.
Save it, Leschitzky. How does 7 to 10 work for you?
Not as good as 1 to 3.
5 to 7?
I'll settle for 3 to 5, but wait, there's more.
What's that?
I want to do my time in Rossmore.
You actually want to go to Rossmore Penitentiary? Why?
3 words, sister. Location, location, location.
Hey! John Leschitzky. What's your name? Nelson Biederman the IV. Where are you heading? Prison. Me too. Tell you what, we should be cellmates. I don't snore and I'm a pretty quiet masturbator. Hell, I'll even give you the top bunk. Thanks. Thanks for talking to me. Last couple days in the holding cell, some of these gang members really giving me the cold shoulder. It's inexcusable.
That's what I thought.
I mean, why be that way?
Start off by saying that if any one of you is innocent, just raise your hand, you'll be free to go. My little joke. I have a notoriously dry sense of humor. All right, here's how it's gonna work. If you make my life difficult, I will make your life exponentially more painful. If you have a complaint, all you have to do, write it down on a piece of paper, put it in an envelope, and stick it up your asshole.
Give me some words, tell them how we do it, boy.
If you feel that you've been treated unfairly, write it neatly on some paper, fold it up real good, pull your cheeks apart, and stick it up your asshole. If you have comments or suggestions about how I run my prison, or let's say maybe the cuisine is not to your liking, please write a letter to my office. Just make sure that under return address, you write the word asshole so that my head guard Mr. Shanahan can assist you in pulling your cheeks apart and sticking it up your asshole. Oh, come on, that was funny.
All right, move it out!
Cell 433. I want you to sign right there. Move on, Biederman. Leshinsky, John Q. Hello, Johnny. How you doing?
Rooney. No glasses. You got the surgery.
Yes, I did. One Metallica T-shirt. Master of Puppets. One money clip.
I'd like to room with Biederman.
Empty. Cell number 433. Sign right there.
I got my old shit.
Give it over.
So fate, with a little help from every last nickel I had, threw me into a cell with the esteemed Nelson Biederman IV. Today is the first day of the rest of my beautiful life. People think they can't imagine what it feels like to be in prison. It's easy. You know that bolt of fear you get when you see a cop's flashing red lights in your rear view? Makes you dizzy and kind of sick to your stomach. Now imagine feeling that 24 hours a day while you're surrounded by convicted killers who feel the exact same way. It kind of put you on edge, huh? Well, that's life in the machine. Nobody's here to relax. Once you're in, there's only one quick way out. In a body bag.
Dead man rolling!
Dead man rolling!
Wait.
Well, be it ever so humble. Look, amigo, if you're gonna make it in here, you better smarten up. Those pricks out there see you like this, you won't make it a week. You don't want to die in your first week, do you? Right. So you gotta trust me. Do what I do. Just keep your mouth shut and try not to cry.
It's all right to cry. Crying takes the sad out of you.
Crying takes the sad out of you? Hey, that shit may have flown back when you were a human being, but you're not now. You're a piece of meat and you're in the grinder. The softer you are, the more it's gonna grind you up and the more them animals are gonna wanna eat you. All right, you gotta toughen up. Show me your tough face. Show me Nelson's tough face. Jesus, you look like you're gonna take a shit or something.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Ah, same Leshinsky, different day.
Got some mail for you. Bit backed up, couple weeks. Who's the new guy?
That is Nelson Biederman IV.
You gotta take a shit or something?
No, he's trying to look like bad meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we can order out.
Toilet paper, what's up?
Look, we got two of you. So now what do we do?
Huh? What do you mean?
What do you mean? I mean, what are we supposed to do?
We're doing it, man. This is it. We're right in the thick of the action. We hang out here, go to lunch, come back, hang out some more, go to dinner.
You know how someone might describe a situation that's unpleasant or confining as being like a prison? Yeah. This is what they're referring to.
It costs $54 a day to keep a person in prison, which comes out to $75 million a day nationally. That's $28 billion a year. When you think about it, wouldn't it be cheaper just to let us keep your goddamn car stereos?
What's on the menu today, good sir?
That's me. That ain't me. Ain't meat.
Hit me with some meat. Great American Melting Pot. You know 20% of all prisoners aren't even U.S. citizens? About 10% are Mexican, 2% Colombian. I can't tell the difference.
How do you know all this stuff, John?
I'm on a lot of weird mailing lists. See those badasses over there? They're the White Kingdom. They pretty much run the roost. He who controls the smack controls the joint. By he, I mean him. Leonard. Don't be fooled, though. Underneath all those swastikas, he's a real prick. At exactly 12:15, stand up.
Why?
Let's do it. Kind of a prank.
Oh, we used to do this sort of thing all the time at prep school. A couple of the boys wanted to put one over on old Professor LaRoche. At exactly the appointed minute, all the boys would push their books down onto the floor. Old LaRoche almost had a heart attack.
The face! The face! Oh,
you, fish. Who started this shit? He did. All right, Leonard, you're going to the hall. Lunch is over, ladies, hit the showers! Move it!
That's gotta be the stupidest goddamn thing I've ever seen. Never narc on somebody. I mean, haven't you seen any prison movies?
You told me to.
Yeah. I didn't mean for you to tell the truth. You're dead, and I'm probably gonna get kicked in the teeth just for talking to you.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Listen, from now on, you do exactly as I say. Exactly. Okay?
Okay.
Just remember, number one rule in prison, always look out for your cellmate.
Remember, the number one rule in prison, never trust anybody. Of all the fears men have about prison, loss of liberty, eating bad food, claustrophobia, loneliness, none of them compare to the prospect of being fucked up the ass.
So what's a beautiful white boy like you doing in a place like this?
3 to 5.
Softer. I like soft things. You know, like soft music. Maybe a soft little baby duck on Easter morning. You like little baby ducks?
Hey, back the hell off, Barry. He's my bitch.
Hey, Leschitsky, how's it hanging? A little to the right, I see.
Hey. He's my property, dick monster. You guys got that? This little filly's all mine. You can look, but don't touch. Juliet's asshole's got one name stenciled on it, mine. Romeo. Romeo Leschitsky. Capiche, amigos? No rear entry. That goes for you. That big bastard's the head of the Black G-Lords.
I don't mean to sound ungrateful, John. But did you have to stick your finger up my ass?
Nope. Probably not. But it happened.
You've got to get me out of here. Now! Before I become bitch du jour for one of the G-Lords. I don't care how much it costs. I want out.
Well, that's just it, Mr. Biederman. You don't have any money.
What are you talking about? I have millions.
Well, the foundation does, yes. But legally, you have no access to the foundation's funds unless you are chairman, which you are no longer.
My father started the Biederman Foundation. My name is Nelson Biederman! You can't fire me!
Actually, according to the foundation's charter, we were required to. So, without foundation funds, you don't have a dime. Unless you've been working at Paper Route on the side. I'm so sorry. That's why I brought you a fresca. After all, we are a charity. So here, just lean in.
Go ahead. No cooler drinks.
Oh, ouch. Sorry, Mr. Biederman.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? The sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. Telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better.
Thank you for the pencil, John.
No problem. Found in the shitter.
Tell me quick. Boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick.
All right, Johnny, how much? For real.
Well, he's a really good friend of mine. I couldn't possibly let you have him for anything less than, say, half ounce of grass, four cartons of smokes.
Shit, honky, please. You out your mind.
If you want to break off a piece of that white chocolate, it's going to cost you.
Well, shit. Your name must be Monty Hall, motherfucker, because we just made a deal.
You gonna say it to my bitch? Come on, man! What's with the robe, John?
If you want to keep getting the catalog, you got to order something every now and again. Figured I'd get more use out of this than a miracle, bro.
Leshinsky! Garbage detail!
Wait, not gonna leave me in here by myself, are you?
I'll be back in 20 minutes. Just remember your tough face.
Oh, spooky.
Looks like he has to take a shit. Come on.
Hold the fort, amigo. Hey, thanks, Shanahan.
Don't think the asshole just pay me.
I'd like to apologize for the crassness of my associates. I doubt very much if they've even cracked the binding on Emily Post. Would you like some Merlot? I make it in the toilet. You Pisces? Yeah, I knew it. How do it, Barry? How do it? So, what should we drink to? Oh, I know. Serendipity. What a delightful force of nature. Serendipity. Yummy. Look here, Nelson, can I ask you a question? Does my ass look big to you?
Gelatin-ass, buttermilk-making cow.
You wear it very well.
Oh. Well. Thank you, sweet thing. But look here now. Don't you ever lie to Barry again, you hear me? Because if you do, I'm going to have to remove your genitals and put them in the shoebox. You understand? Yeah, so now, I'm gonna tell you a little secret, Nelson. Boy, I go ape shit for Chuck Mangione. But enough small talk. You're new here, so let me tell you how this shit go. You see, I own you, little Pisces. You are my property to do with as I please. But we don't have to do everything tonight, hell. We got 3 to 5. So for now, what say you just give Barry a little Eskimo kiss? Eskimo kiss ain't never hurt nobody, right?
Sorry. I can't.
Oh, baby. Don't make me go get no shoebox now. Come on. Eskimo.
Dear new pen pal, my name is Nelson Biederman IV. I'm 30 years old, and I've been in prison for 3 months. In this hellhole, I've had my ass kicked so many times, my shit has footprints in it.
But you know what? I think I'm going to make it. At least I can rest assured it can't possibly get any worse. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll have to sign off now, as someone is pissing on me. Your new friend, Nelson.
That's a message from Leonard. He gets out of the hole today. He can't wait to see you. Sleep tight.
I'm dead.
Not necessarily. You might just kick your ass.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, every day. For months or years. Till you're dead. Man, I'm hungry. You want to go grab some lunch, bud?
Dead man walking.
He's not going to kill me here, is he?
Oh, no. All the smart money's bet on the wreck yard.
Wait, people are betting on when I'm going to be killed?
Of course. Prison's a boring place. They'll bet on anything. Shanahan's the bank. Hell, I lost 4 cartons of smokes on how much one of Jesus's turds weighed.
Look, this is ridiculous. I'm gonna go talk to Leonard. Reason with him as one adult to another. Apologize to him and put this entire thing behind us.
I can't see how you can go wrong.
Mr. Leonard. Mr. Leonard. I know that we did not start under the best of circumstances. So I just want to say how sorry I am for the misunderstanding. I deserve that. Well, we're even. I have done you wrong, Ed. Twice you have stabbed me with forks. So let's just try to put this whole thing behind us and carry on about this business of living.
Sit.
Well, I should really get back to my friend.
Sit.
It took a lot of guts to do what you did. Nobody's ever stood up to me before, except my old man.
sure he's a great man.
I killed him. I'm gonna kill you the same way.
You didn't kill him with kindness, did you?
With a hammer.
Like the Beatles song.
Don't scream. Now, give me my eating utensil back.
Hey, bud, how'd it go?
Super.
All right. So he's not gonna kill you?
No, he is. Just not right now.
Not here, fellas. It's you. Thanks for playing.
Sweat it, compadre. The way I see it is you still got three options. Kill yourself, you could fight them, or you could just let them kill you, which honestly might be your best solution. Or you could always move out to the boondocks, get a little place of your own, private cell.
Private cell? How do I do that?
Well, just stand right here, okay?
Hey!
Hi.
When you're already in jail and you break the rules, you think, what the hell are they gonna do? Throw me in jail? The answer is yes. It's called isolation. The hole. In the hole, it's impossible to tell the difference between 5 minutes and forever. Your mind plays tricks on you. You get depressed. You get disoriented. But most folks just suffer from extreme panic and vivid, horrifying hallucinations.
Nelson. Nelson.
Who's there?
It's me, Nelson. Sergeant Barker, the dog that fights crack.
Had enough of yourself already? I don't blame you. Let's go.
How long was I in there?
2 days.
Hey, Hank was back. How are you, killer?
That's Stubble. Great Miami Vice.
Looks good.
Looks beautiful. Looks beautiful.
How you holding up, Nelson?
Not gonna make it.
What do you mean? You're not thinking about doing yourself in, are you?
My friend, I'm all out of smack today. But you may be in luck, because I've got some very nice alternatives. Paprika. That's right, paprika. A mere 2-3 pounds of this stuff, boom, to the moon. Only side effects? Maybe some mild to uncontrollable shitting.
I need something that will kill me.
Oh, it's like that. I don't condone that, my friend. But pretty much any of this shit will kill you. Oh, yeah. I got old standard drain cleaner. Brass cleaner. Oh, Eureka. Oh, yeah. This is something called boat cleaner. I think it's used to clean boats with.
Give me the boat cleaner and a needle.
Oh,
I'm beaten. It's all over for me. I have to do whatever I have to do to get away from the evil, soulless douchebags who populate this filth-infested shithole.
I dream about lining up the asswipes who run this place and cutting off their dicks. Pardon my fucking French. I guess they win. They've made me into one of them. From one vicious motherfucker to another, good luck with the rest of the second grade and stay free. Your pal in the pen, Nelson.
I'm sorry I missed your letter, Billy. Okay. Jane, you're next.
Mom. Hey, Nelson. I'm gonna take a quick walk.
See you later.
You know, it's times like this when I think about something my dad once said to me.
He said,
"Oh, God, please don't kill me with the hammer, Leonard, please. Oh, whoa."
Hey, I don't need any help here. Back off or you're next.
You're not part coon, are you? I'd have a lot more fun doing this if you were part coon.
Sorry, no coon. Mostly Dutch.
Well, I'm gonna kick you in the face anyway, I guess. Ring around the rosy.
That's mine.
You're holding out on your old pal, Leonard.
No, Leonard, it's not that. It's
my last fix.
Please, look, kill me if you want, but please don't make me face it sober.
Screw yourself, dickhead. You don't need this where you're going.
I'm begging you.
Don't do it. Don't throw me into the briar patch. Do what?
If you weren't such a white supremacist asshole, you would have read up on your Uncle Remus. Did what I had to do.
You heard the man. Back up, boys.
Well, that was pretty goddamn weird. You know, you're gonna get another 20 years for that.
What? I didn't do anything. Shot himself up. Got the needle right here.
So the plot fucking thickens.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Did I say that out loud?
more shit, John. They're all staring at me. What do?
Just play it cool, amigo.
Hey, I got something for you. No, man, I don't want any Biederman action.
What do you want?
I just want to say I owe you one. Leonard was the kind of dickhead who gives Nazis a bad name. So anyway, from now on, White Kingdom's got your back.
Yeah, brother, White Kingdom.
White Kingdom!
White Kingdom! Yeah!
What the hell is going on?
I think you're tippy top dog now.
That's ridiculous. No one's scared of me.
Well, let's see.
Yo, cue ball. Your fat ass is stinking up Biederman's seat. Pop up.
Look, I don't want no trouble.
Well, that's good to hear, you, pussy. So, are you gonna move, or do my friends have to move you for me? Good. Because I don't take no crap from no Lucien Freud-looking pussies like you.
Wow. I really, really can't believe that worked.
Bathroom stalls in all the correctional facilities in all the world. He walks into mine.
Haven't you heard the news, Barry?
The news? Oh, yeah. Barry finally pitches. Pisces catches. Home team wins. Don't even think about it, Barry. That hurt, Nelson. Not physically. But I thought we'd gotten past this point in our relationship. What are you talking about? Well, over the last few months, I've started to like you a lot. Grown accustomed to your face, if you will. Thought you felt the same way, but I see now. I've been living in a fool's paradise.
Look, I should really get back to you.
Is this how you treat someone you love? Choking them in a men's room!
No. I don't know. Maybe. Oh, shit. Maybe I was thinking you'd forget all about me if you wasn't scared I was gonna cut your nuts off. Maybe behind the facade, it's just a scared little boy who didn't ever get enough love.
Pisces.
Get him!
him right here.
Yes, he touched me.
Oh, sorry, that was me. Keep going.
But not like that. I'm giving him a pass this time.
What are you ladies up to? You, Leshitsky, in the hole.
Are you kidding me? I didn't even do anything. They're over there. I'm over here. Don't you have eyes?
In the hole.
The system is one shifty prick. You dodge right, it shifts left. You think you're on top of it, suddenly you're underneath it. The ass end of the punchline. During my retreat, Nelson had become king of the crapper, and nobody seemed to flinch. Just the opposite. They're eating up his fancy-ass rich boy act like it was Ben and Jerry's heroin chunk.
So, at exactly the appointed minute, when old LaRoche's back is turned, all the boys shoved their books onto the floor. Old LaRoche almost had a heart attack. He didn't know what hit him.
Can't wait to see you grand premier, baby.
From the tippity cocksuckers. 5, 6, 7, 8.
There's nothing to it. You gotta move this. Come on and move this. Shake that body for me.
John?
Hey.
Good to see you there. Ah, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
You know, I've been meaning to talk to you about something.
What's that?
Remember when I first got in here? I had the balls of a souffle, I'll be honest with you. But you changed that, John. You really did. Yeah. I owe everything that I am today to you, John. I really do. I mean, you gave me my self-esteem back. I've got the love of a man.
Good.
All the things that you're going to want, I found myself, and I just feel like I really want to give you something, John. I do.
Yeah.
Can I get you some cigarettes?
No, I'm good.
What about porn? Cigarettes and porn?
No, I'm good.
Oh. John, you're the greatest. I want to say from the bottom of my heart,
yeah?
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, have some tea.
Hey, thanks.
Made it for you.
Okay. All right, have fun.
How did this happen? A few months ago, I had his balls in a vice. But now, with his parole hearing just around the bend, it looks like he might be taking his balls and going home.
Hold still. You gotta look good for porn. Out tonight? Me and some of the guys were thinking about going down to the laundry room, drinking some toilet wine, and beating up some of the new guys.
Or we could just stay in and drink toilet wine here.
We never go out anymore.
I gotta hand it to you, buddy. You're a bigger man than I thought you were. They beat you up. They robbed you of your dignity. They pissed in your food. But they didn't break you. And with the revolving door policy of today's prison system, you're probably gonna get paroled tomorrow.
They pissed in my food?
Oh, what difference does it make? You're getting out tomorrow. And I'm proud of you.
Really?
Really. In fact, I snuck you in a going-away present. Good luck at your hearing. I'll see you in 1 to 3.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
Couldn't have made it in here without your help. Why is it already open?
I opened it for you.
What for?
Because I'm a great guy. And I know you had a real tough day. You don't trust me? After all we've been through, one friend can't give another friend a soda without that friend thinking the second friend put a roofie in it? Wow. Well, that hurts, pal. That hurts. I've been looking out for you for almost a year now. And then I bust my nuts getting you this goddamn fruity soda. And you think I'm up to something? Well, screw you, pal. I thought we were friends.
I'm sorry, John. God, this place has really done a number on me.
It has.
We are friends. In fact, you might be the best friend I've ever had.
That's it. Get it all. Go for it. Oh.
Ah, the taste of freedom. Oh, John, what would this world be like without friends?
Come on, let's get him out of here. We gotta put his new face on.
Let's go.
So, Mr. Biederman, do you feel you're ready to re-enter society?
Absolutely. Prison's made me a new man. When I get out of here, I intend to stand up for what I know is right.
When the parole board gets through with Der Fuhrer, two things are going to happen. One, they're going to file his early release form right in between Charles Manson and the Unabombers. And two, Nelson's going to be pissed as hell. At me.
I thought you'd do it, John!
I did it for your own good. Now hear me out on this, alright? Listen, you gotta sandbag your first parole hearing. You wanna know why? I knew your dad.
What?
Yeah. The judge. The man who made me who I am today. The same man who's gonna kill you right now.
What would you call that?
I call that pretty crazy, isn't it?
No. It's ironic. The word you want is ironic. You two pussies gonna have a cage match? And I don't even get an invitation? Wow, that's selfish. That's selfish. Huh? Because goddamn it, I want a front row seat to that cat fight. You two want to kill each other? Great. Stupendous. Save everybody else around here the hassle. This is my prison. I scheduled the extracurricular activities. And if you two are going to fight, I need some time to get some action going. So, how's Friday sound, huh?
Friday Good, say Wreck Yard, Fight to the Death. Huh? Does that work for you two dickheads?
Sounds like a yes to me. Huh? Sounds like a yes.
Wait. What do I win if I win?
If you lose, you die. If you win, you die. The difference is I kill the winner. It'll be quick.
In 1 year, I've proven that the machine can warp a law-abiding, spineless sack of shit like Biederman into a totally violent, psychopathic, and lethal sack of shit. The only flaw in my plan was, now I'm locked in a cage with him.
Friday, the yard, John versus Nelson, fight to the death.
Yeah, fight's gonna take place on the cistern.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. Hey, how much does brain damage pay?
Brain damage? I don't know. You gotta ask Shanahan, he's taking the bets.
I'll put two cartons on Richie Rich taking Leshinsky down. And there's two fools.
Brain damage, 3-2, ear bit off, even money, ear cut off, 7-5.
Damn, you can cover all that action?
Sure. Only took me a second to get the cash. Second mortgage.
With the taser.
Congratulations, Barry. I'm glad they let you out.
Parole board say I seem like a new man. I told them it was all because of you. Baby. You the Ashford to my Simpson. The peaches to my Herb. The shields to my Yarnell.
Shh, Barry, you should be happy. Barry, you're free.
You know I can't be happy without you, baby. I was just thinking about going postal over at the Popeye's Chicken so I can get locked back up in here with my sweet little Pisces. I gotta get you out.
It's very kind of you, Barry. But you've gotta listen to me. The only way that I'm getting out of here is in a body bag.
Then it better be a body bag for two, goddammit. Because I want to be sewn right in there with your ass.
That's very sweet, Barry. I wish there was something I could do for you. You're the closest thing to family I've ever had. Family. Actually, Barry, there is something I can do for you.
Damn it. Damn it!
Mr. Hinckley, you have a telephone call on line one, and there's a gentleman here to see you. He doesn't have an appointment.
Well, tell him to wait. Yellow! Nelson, is that you? You allowed to make phone calls now?
Only to my lawyer. I want out now.
I'm sorry, sir. There's nothing we can do. Our hands are tied.
Well, in that case, I'll just have to turn control of the foundation over to my son. And in accordance with the foundation's charter, he'll be the one running things for me until I'm out.
I'm sorry. Did you say your son?
Oh, I adopted a young man I met in prison. He's out now. Everything's nice and legal, Dwayne. I think you'll enjoy working for him. He's a real sweetheart.
What What the hell are you doing in my office, bitch?
Mr. Shanahan. If you have knowledge of anything untoward happening amongst the inmate population, I will not hesitate to put your ass in a grinder.
Oh.
I'm just tugging your nuts.
give me
$50 on that preppy asshole.
Oh, Warden. That is my sense of humor. Right there, Warden.
I saw Dress Man at a credit cards in Vanity Fair a couple years ago. That's what gave me the idea.
I like it. I got one for you.
Oh, what is that?
Industrial disinfectant. They got a shitload in the workroom.
See you in hell, Ashinsky! Don't do it, John.
I won't if you won't.
Now, you taught me a lot of things, John.
Most important, you taught me. Never trust anybody.
Get him out of here before they start stinking.
Here's the rest of the necessary paperwork. As Mr. Biederman's only heir, you're entitled to the entire trust.
Well, money can't fix a broken heart.
Okay, well, it's $8 million.
Well, I guess that will take out a little of the sting.
With bat guano and tar as an emulsifier. It won't kill you, my friend, but it'll put you in a stupor. More of a coma, really. Up to 3 days. Trust me, that'll do the trick.
So long.
Hey, come on, give me a break, baby. I had to wait for all those white people to leave.
All right. Let's go.
Hey, wait a minute now. Deal's a deal.
If you lose, you die. If you win, you die. The difference is I kill the winner. It'll be quick.
We're locked. We gotta work together. Okay, but don't fuck me on this one.
Yeah, trust me, that'll do the trick.
Thanks, amigo.
Wait, hold on now, baby duck. There is such a thing as karma. We don't want to get on the wrong side of that. We got the rest of our lives to live.
I think so.
Hey! Wait a minute now. If it wasn't for this asshole, we would have never met.
Oh, thank God. I got drunk with Deuce like no one's business.
All right, so that's it, John. We're even, right? Let's go, Barry.
You know, there aren't a shitload of prison stories you'd want to tell your grandkids, but this one definitely falls into that category.
Do you think I could grab a ride from you guys? Can you believe this guy?
Well, Barry and I are big fans of Wine Aficionado magazine, and I have to confess that we are very eager to hear your opinion.
Be careful for what you wish for, gentlemen.
That first sniff unlocks the door. Oh, and that second sniff invites you in, sits you down, and gives you a foot massage.
Watch yourself.
What is it that I detect? A trace of ammonia or some other sort of disinfectant?
No, it's ammonia.
I see. Well, then I am done with it.
You haven't even tasted it yet.
Precisely.
Well, at least let us introduce you to our head vintner. He came up with...
Gentlemen, I don't need to taste your wine, nor meet your head vintner, to confidently proclaim that this wine is a piece of shit.
A little piece of heaven? Ken Kennedy, head vintner. See, we're a family here. And our grapes are a part of that family. And they know that we'd do anything for them. For instance, if some outsider, say some shit-eating fruit fly, were to come in here and mess with them in any way whatsoever, we, and by we, I mean me and my brothers over there, would stop at nothing to protect them. And they know that. So that is why I think you're going to score Baby Duck 1 100 out of 100 on your next review. Because you can taste the love in every sip. Okay.
Yes, of course. 100 it is.
Do you hear that?
Drink up, bitches.
God damn, is that sweet.
Yo, no. Come on, move this. Shake that body. Shake that body. Shake that body. Shake that body. People, don't you know? Don't you know it's about time? Can you hear the jam is pumping while you taste the peace of mind?
Man, I'm a bad man.
I'm a bad man.